Lincoln here from Turn to Burn, and welcome to another episode of Word Wars, where we declare war on flesh through poetry. We declare the word of God, the gospel, through this poetic mean, and hopefully it is a blessing to your family units. You can use this in whatever medium that you choose to share the gospel. Thank you for being present today. Gentlemen, open their wives' door. That's God's expectation. As heaven's the door he opened with salvation, giving flesh access to streets of gold. And as his wife her flesh withholds, forsaking hands to lift her over the threshold, doubting the security of hands drilled with holes, let it be known that Christ is a gentleman. Nowadays, women open doors for men. Genderism, now the gigolo's best friend. Boys discipled to be maliterate. As single momism births more reprobates. Males closing doors on their wives' success. A fallen mannequin displayed at his best. Christ went to prepare a place for his bride. And as she insists on eternal suicide, giving her genitalia away like goma to any idol with the slightest boner, let it be known that Christ is still a gentleman. There's a pastor lurking in your church, neck deep in everyone's business, in all conversations like Wrigley's, the spirit replaced by rumors leading assemblies, hands-off leaders making room for Pastor Grapevine, his telephone line continuously engaged. Brothers and sisters, the spirit enraged, preferring this method to communicate. Discipled to be politically correct, reprobates even where someone's soul is doomed. Past the grapevine, in the center of the room, working overtime. This pastor, morbidly obese, stuffed on a daily diet of rumors. Churches lay infested with tumors, opposing open communications, preferring tongues of dark demons, thinking hypocrisy is being kind. Churchians prefer their carnal mind, leaders blind and snoring at the wheel. Pastor Grapevine promoted to bishop. January, the month of Janus, the Roman deity of doors and new beginnings. Mortals worshipping him with their worthless New Year's resolutions, 92% of which resolutely fail. Gyms and churches briefly prevail with homunculus benefit to clients. And Janus remains an unreachable giant. New beginnings taunting us, our putrid past haunting us, the doors to rebirth slammed by Janus, because we shun Jesus to stubbornly worship our flesh. We refuse to defeat our death, treasuring lies lived as life, honoring staunch heartaches and strife, not seeing resurrection at hand, because Yah showed himself a victorious man, and gave repentant mortals new beginnings, because they trust his only forgotten Son, Jesus, who fired Janus and transformed January into January. No need for a two-faced deity looking forward and back, impotent to protect time's gate from sin's attack. Jesus Christ made reborn man conquer time. Janus, now in the unemployment line. You or someone you know are interested in buying, selling, or investing in real estate in Naples, Florida. Give Rashid Wellesley a call at 239-207-2955. That's 239-207-2955. Our minds are death traps. Our bodies, death apps. We misrepresent his image. Man made bold became timid because his thoughts are dead. So when he bore the thorn crown on his head, he took the wrath for all rotting minds. Seeking to re-erect our spine, he took the cup of wine of his dad's divine wrath and walked down that demonic path ruthlessly invented by our thoughts. A father turned on by his child. A pastor buys a house with stolen tithes whilst his members are homeless. That hopeless mind humans snugly possess without a natural gag reflex, manifesting death, not life, because he cannot have a thought life without Christ, a smelly mind directing a jelly spine. Reflecting in putrid acts of sin driving satanic hands and feet, the smell of decomposing thoughts stink and repeat. Man crawling around, though made to stand on 2 feet. A fallen mind reflects in fallen acts. So when he bore the thorn crown on his head, he took the wrath for our rotting mind. Seeking to re-erect our spine, he took the cup of wine of his dad's divine wrath and walked down that demonic path ruthlessly invented by our thoughts. Carnivores consume meat. Herbivores think veggies are neat, and both adapt to their nutrients. Food becomes man's ingredients. Canines grow longer in meat eaters. Yet man was created a God eater, a Christivore. Food has become a poor religion. As man excels at protein extinction with precision, herbivores and carnivores both destroying the planet with distinction. Man unable to feed himself without heating up the globe, forgetting the scars on the Don's robe to provide a buffet of his flesh and blood. Yet man prefers to ignore manna, tired of the same meal repeated, despite the truth that death was defeated. Christ overlooked for 5 guys, the Passover lamb despised for warm fries by the vegans. Man rejects being a Christivore to be a feeble Christian. Our food defines our life, yet we reject being defined by Christ, and heaven provides a chef better than Les Square, as God prayed on the floor of the garden. Man's heart supremely hardened, rejecting the diet that leads to eternal life. Man feeds on his own flesh and not the flesh of Christ. Yet man was created a God eater, a Christivore. We can't erase his story. He erases his story. He recreates his image in his own glory. Despite our stories being ultra gory, he extracts light from our darkness, extracting holiness from lives steeped in the mess of sin. Reverse engineering man unkind into humans that always win. He searched through hell's garbage bin to find his image vessels. He cleared all man's blood vessels clogged from the diet of flesh. As the entire world resigned in his death, darkness rejoiced, thinking his story erased. Convinced that man was beyond Yahweh's grace, the stone rolled and sealed to conceal the crime. Man unkind left to stew in the grime of a pus-filled, rotting carnal mind, as demons ripped out man's shriveled spine, the connection with his CPU lost. But the blood still stained the cross, the crime scene sloppily cleaned. No amount of bleach could erase him because he resurrected, and afterwards revealed himself to those he infected, conquering evil's feeble attempt to erase his story, because he erases his story. He recreates his image in his own glory. Despite our stories being ultra gory, he extracts light from our darkness, extracting holiness from lives steeped in the mess of sin, reverse engineering man unkind into humans that always win. He searched through hell's garbage bin to find his image vessels. We're either all in or not. We either live or rot. There is no in between. Man made to be a king can choose to be a queen, but she is not a king. And no matter how she tries, she cannot be all in. She has no phallic member. That's the consequence of switching gender. We're either all in or not. We either live or rot. There is no in between. No spiritual hermaphrodite. We're built to emit light, invented royal seed, but Atalaya hunts our throne, and as a carnal drone, she is all in, fully betrothed to sin. And from your mirror, she will capsize your win if you're not all in. Lukewarm in the Arctic snow will end up frozen. In Genesis 1:28, Yahweh gave all his vote to his chosen. He never doubted them when he said Haya or. Meanwhile, love's celestial capsules in flesh live as abominations, relieving shoulders from the wheel. All in is to commit to action, minus how we feel. Too many of our unloved ones trapped in hell, following the Lied Piper entranced in his average spell. Satan all in to rabidly oppose love's image in earth. So before we're baptized in dirt, will we commit to subdue the earth? Because we're either all in or not. We either live or rot. There is no in between. Man made to be a king can choose to be a queen, but she is not a king. Lincoln here from Turn to Burn. Thank you for enduring to the end of another Word Wars We're grateful for your attention, and we encourage you, if you want to be a part of our Flamethrowers poetry team, that you can email us at connect@famtfamily.com. We do encourage you to share these hopefully gospel, positive gospel nuggets with your friends and family. Thank you, and have a great day today, and be nuclear. Join the FAMTI Institute today and learn how to make better life choices by cultivating a godly mindset in our Messianic mentorship programs. All programs are $120 per person monthly, with personal sessions $100 for individuals and $200 for family. We look forward to have you join the conversation at famtfamily.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.